We met the demand yesterday. As you may be aware, that Article 36 of the Constitution, which says when we're in doubt of the capacity or incapacity of the president, we can invoke this particular article so that a medical board can be constituted to assess the lack of capacity of the president. We have called for this because on several instances, the president of the Republic of Zambia has failed to appear on scheduled and advertised government programs. For instance, this year alone, it was advertised that he was supposed to grace the Women's Day. He failed to show, and there was no government explanation. He was supposed to appear and address us during the Youth Day. He failed to do that. And more serious now, his party, the Patriotic Front, factions are beginning to emerge. And his defense minister, 2 days ago, informed the nation that these factions are as a result of the uncertainty of the president's health. Many of his senior cabinet ministers believe that he won't make it up to 2016. So they are positioning themselves to take over the reins of presidency. And so we believe that the president is not only the president of the Patriotic Front, but the president of the Republic of Zambia. And to that extent, that's the reason why we have called or we have invoked Article 36 so that his health can be ascertained.
Some members of the ruling party, including senior officials of the government, have denounced your call, saying that you appear to wish this man ill, to cast doubt on his health, among other issues. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, it's in public domain that the last few weeks they have been quarreling among themselves. And the major issue is that in both factions, none of them is sure whether the president will contest the 2016 elections. And so he's in his first term. And so if they are arguing about who will succeed him, then it raises doubt as to whether the president is in good health. And I've already told you that the president, on many occasions, has failed to appear on scheduled and advertised government programs. And the government has not explained why the president did not make it for those programs. And this is a frequent occurrence. Secondly, the president, as you know, the president of the Republic of Zambia, has been sneaking out of the country several times. The president has not announced his departure, and all we hear is that he's in some other country going for medical examination. So this thing is fueling speculation in the nation as to whether the president is in good health. And I think that it will rest. This argument is to constitute this board, and this is not wishing him ill. This will clear this argument once and for all.
But Mr. Simusamba, some supporters of the ruling party say it's unlikely to happen that a board will be constituted. So what are you willing to do in order to force this demand that you're asking?
Well, I think that we have made this, the demand public, and that's as far as we can go. The requirement in the constitution is that cabinet must constitute this board. And if the Patriotic Front has nothing to hide, we believe they are going to constitute this board. And if they fail to constitute this board, I think speculation will rise, and most people will begin to believe that it's true. The president is lacking capacity to carry out duties in his office. But I think it will be good for the country and for the Patriotic Front to clear this speculation once and for all. Constituting a medical board does not imply that the president is sick. I think it's good for all of us to, under this circumstance, to clear this speculation. It's good for the nation. So the Patriotic Front can move forward without all these arguments being raised. If the UPND is on wrong footing, it will be proved by the medical board, independent inquiry of the medical board. So I think it's a good thing.
Is the UPND or other opposition parties going to go to court to seek this?
Yes, I think that we have that option of moving the court and seeking judicial review over the decision of cabinet. But for now, we have made a demand on cabinet. And this coming week, we'll be writing a letter to cabinet, through the secretary to the cabinet, to make this thing official. And then we shall wait. We shall give them a time frame in which to do it. And if they do not, then we shall move the court so that they are compelled to have this thing done.